I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. To become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, tonight's program will be jam-packed with information. In fact, it's kind of a tribute to the first ET Yoga show that took place about 10 years back. And we're going to put so much information in the next hour or so that hopefully it's just going to blow your mind. And before we get around to doing that, I'd like to kick off the program in our usual fashion by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition, and that will be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari.
Hari, Hari, Om.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes and one of my main spiritual teachers. I'd like at this time to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should know that I certainly applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical. And that's in an effort to enable you to be more self-empowered and autonomous and to be responsible for creating your own excellent health and also the tools to maintain that excellent health state. And if you're looking for real detailed information concerning the ET Yoga spin on health, you can go to the archives and check out the May 20th and June, I believe it was June 3rd programs. And there were two back-to-back programs, and I really went into detail about health. And you can always access the archives for free. And the easiest way to do that I know about is to go to my website, which is etyoga.com. And on the main site, main page, there's a button there called Program or Radio Archives. And you just hit that one button, and it'll take you to about the last 10 or so programs, and you just click on the date that you want, May 20th being the key one to start with, and you can find out all you really would like to know about health and health-related issues. Now, with respect to tonight's program, first off, I really want to give my gratitude and appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you, because I know how many really spiritual people are out there that listen to this program, and I'm very grateful for that. And popularity of ET Yoga has grown and grown and grown over the course of years, and as Bashar would say, you're making the optimum difference just by being you, and others find out about the difference you're already making when you do your passion. And certainly, ET Yoga is one of my passions. And the reason I started the program was because I wanted to share insights and concepts and techniques that I've learned on my own personal spiritual journey. So it's a way for me to share that information. And also, I think it's fair to say that some of the inspiration I got for doing the first ET Yoga show was my frustration in listening to so many radio programs that would go on for 45 minutes or so and only make maybe a single point. And thus, tonight's program is going to be a tribute to the first ET Yoga program, because I'm going to make lots of points tonight. It'll be somewhere over 50, and it'll be interesting to see how it all times out. But I'm going to be covering a lot of ground tonight, so if you're a new listener, you might want to grab a paper and pencil to jot down some notes on things that you might want to research in your spare time. And I do know that a lot of people like to go over the ET Yoga programs during the week so that they can follow up on things at their leisure. And I'm going to start off tonight by talking about something that I saw on a YouTube this week by David Icke. And interesting stuff, I thought, because for years and years I've been promoting organic food. And I've had people with their master's degrees in biology tell me that there's really not much difference between regular food that's sprayed with pesticides, etc., and organic food, and it's really a moot point. Like, makes no difference because nothing's purely organic anyway. Well, I got a news flash for you. Number one, it so turns out, according to David Icke's research, that natural fruits and vegetables actually produce an enzyme that fights cancer. And interestingly enough, when these fruits and vegetables are sprayed with pesticides and chemicals, they don't produce that enzyme. So to me, that's just huge, because I guess it was about the 1950s when they started using all these chemicals and pesticides and things on our fruits and vegetables. And that to me is just a huge reason to eat organic. And second, he also brought forth information concerning the research that's been done with GMO food, particularly corn, that apparently produces a substance that attacks male sperm cells. And if you look at the U.S. population, from what I've heard recently, about 40% of men over the age of 40 having sexual issues. And no doubt, because I don't know what percent of the population is beer drinkers, but all that beer they're drinking is made with GMO'd corn. And I'm running into more and more people now that will not drink American beer because of that factor. And to me, these are just two huge reasons why you should try to eat organic as much as possible. And I'd also like to say that even if nothing is totally, purely organic, it's still a better choice. And I used to say that the proof was in the pudding with respect to things like tomatoes and oranges. And I mean, if you can cut a tomato and there's no juice coming out of it, to me that was a real telltale sign something's wrong here. And certainly eating organic is something that more and more people are tuning into. More and more people are becoming vegetarian. More and more people are choosing to eat organic. And unfortunately, there's a whole segment of the population out there that's just totally oblivious to the whole concept of GMO food. I think I mentioned before on radio that I have friends that have no clue about the food they're eating and how much of it's GMO. It's probably 90% of the food that's in local stores. So, I mean, this is a big, big, big issue. And all the experiments that, if you start researching this subject, I think it's third-generation rats. They're all sterile. And clearly, we're seeing this happening now in our mainstream population. A lot of people are becoming sterile as well. So I wanted to bring that up as an interesting point. And I'm kind of going to go in bullet form and go through a lot of concepts tonight. Like I said, I hope to make at least 50 points in the next while before the program comes to a close. So we'll see how many I can squeeze in. One of the concepts is the holographic universe that we live in has its basis in consciousness, and the language of interpretation is belief. And to me, that's a big one, because everything is all about belief. And that's why the placebo works because you believe it does. And placebo is not just a factor in the medical area. It's a huge factor in every single area of our lives. And our beliefs, our intentions, our emotions, our definitions, they create the reality that we experience. Another concept that I'm sure many people may not have heard of before is that this universe flashes in and out of existence, and thought exists in the space between. So I guess the idea here would be to imagine your body also flashes in and out of existence. And that gives you a real good clue that consciousness is not in the brain. Consciousness is in what we would probably call our auric field. Your beliefs are like a contract with reality. And unless you're a match for a certain frequency, the only way you can have a 3D experience is to be a frequency match for it. I mean, if you're given information and you're not on the wavelength of that information, it just goes over your head. You're invisible to it. And the only way you're going to have a 3D experience is to be a frequency match for that situation. Outer circumstances do not come with built-in meanings. That's a good old one from Bashar. And basically what that's all about is that we place definition and emotional spin on outer circumstances. They don't come with built-in meanings. And the more you become aware of that, the more you can then take a more conscious role in determining the outcome of your experiences, because as well as the fact that they don't come with built-in meanings, you can place positive spin on outer circumstances and you can have a positive experience. If you place a negative spin and a negative emotional spin on any outer situation, you'll have a negative experience. And that's the simple formula. And that's one that I've been challenging the ET Yoga audience for about 10 years to log down when you think you're having a negative experience, something that you would call negative. And even if you say to yourself, look, I don't see any possible way that this can turn out positive, just try it. And you can say that to yourself. I don't know how this is possible, but I just can't wait to find out what positive thing can come from this. So I'm going to put as much positive emotional spin on this as possible, that something good's going to come from this. And then log it down, and you'll find out that certain things, happen right away. Certain things take a week. Some situations, because of the nature of the issue, take a lot longer. But once you catch on to this, it's huge. The only thing that will ultimately satisfy the mind is to know itself. And that, I guess, goes right to the heart of the whole concept of self-realization, which is why I kind of started the ET Yoga program, is because what I noticed was, from my own yoga teachings, and my yoga background is with Sri Ramana Maharshi and Baba Ram Das, Paramahansa Yogananda, and Sri Swami Satchitananda were the main characters. And when I look at all the wonderful teachings that these people brought forward, what I found was that a lot of the extraterrestrial information and valid channeled information was very self-empowering, specifically in areas about practical things, about self-empowerment and reality creation, and centered all around the concept that thought creates. And this was a theme that, in my particular perspective, from the yoga teachings, I never saw this in those teachings. And that's why there's this combination between ET and yoga. And the real yoga to me is the word yoga means union of you and your higher self. So in that sense, not the hatha yoga or the physical postures that most people relate the term yoga to, but in the real sense of yoga, ETs are also helping us become self-realized. And thus, the only thing that ultimately satisfies the mind is to know itself. I mean, you can have, a relative happiness, but you should actually be grateful and appreciative for your life experience. But ultimately, everything either melts like an ice cream cone or if you're losing it. So that's, as Buddha would say, desire is a trap. And the only desire that ultimately will satisfy the mind is to know itself. Karma has been linked to the idea of punishment, retribution, and vengeance, but actually it is a method of balancing your energies. Change your present beliefs and your life changes not only in the present, but in the past and future in kind. You create your own reality from what you choose to believe about yourself and the world around you. And expanding on that a little bit is kind of some information from Bashar. Because a woman asked Bashar, is the earth too far gone to be saved? And he said, if you believe the earth is too far gone to be saved, it is. If you believe the earth it needs saving, it does. If you believe the earth doesn't need saving, it doesn't. There are millions of possible earths, and you choose the one that resonates with your beliefs. Similarly, you don't have a belief you don't prefer. So if you have negative beliefs, you need to analyze the situation and find out why you have them. This is, I think, really important because human motivation leads us to gravitate to those things that are perceived to be more pleasurable and gravitates away from what we perceive as pain. So if you say you prefer to quit smoking, but don't, it's because for some reason there is a larger payoff to keep smoking. Maybe you're afraid of gaining weight or that you will become too nervous, but for some reason, not quitting becomes the path of least resistance. So if you have negative beliefs, you say that you don't prefer, you really need to find out why you have them. And I think that's a really very good positive advice. Consciousness is not in the brain, but in the auric field around you. Thoughts must pass through the program parameters of belief after reception at the pineal gland. Resistance is holding any thoughts which vibrate at a different frequency than your desires. The moon is a very powerful electromagnetic computer. The energy from the moon has been beaming electromagnetic frequencies into the earth for eons to maintain the two-stranded DNA. And to my way of thinking, one of those frequencies is certainly fear, because fear keeps the DNA contracted and obviously, positive emotions like unconditional love, gratitude, and appreciation help the DNA to expand. The root cause of disease is in dysfunctional emotion. The belief in a healthy, vital existence is one of the wisest beliefs to embrace. Each of the solfeggio frequencies corresponds to not only a note on the tonal scale, but to a cycle per second hertz frequency number, and to a specific color, and ultimately to a particular chakra in the body. Essential oils. Interesting research here that clinical research shows that essential oils have the highest frequency of any natural substance known to man, and that these oils can create an environment in which bacteria, virus, fungus, etc. cannot survive. When essential oils are applied topically anywhere on the skin, they will travel throughout the body, affecting every cell in the body, including the hair, within seconds. Another little interesting one from Bashar, that Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, Second Movement, is a download from higher consciousness, and the chords are exactly, precisely, what will basically initiate the idea of letting go of the past, sorrow and grief, regret, and the forgiving of yourself. So if you're kind of looking to get rid of some negative emotions, good idea is to play that Beethoven Seventh Symphony, Second Movement. It's only about, I think that section's only about 3 minutes or so, 3 to 6 minutes, but it's, and you can find it on YouTube. And you can get a half an hour loop of that, or an hour loop even. Andara crystals raise your frequency when you share space with a crystal which has a resilient free vibration. Your energy will entrain with that of the crystal. And if you've been listening to ET Yoga for a while, you know that I'm a big proponent of the Andara crystals. That's A-N-D-A-R-A. And they come from monatomic fields. And if you don't know about monatomics, there's another subject that, in fact, I wrote an article once, a subject that nobody seems to know about or nobody wants to talk about. I mean, to me, probably 20 years from now, people are going to be talking about them all the time because there is a certain presence of them in a natural vegetarian diet. They're high-spin electrons that actually move between dimensions. They also they don't attack disease cells, but they actually reprogram disease cells. They're connected with longevity, higher consciousness. I mean, and Andara crystals and the whole concept of crystals actually is a very fascinating subject. The origin of disease is in the etheric body. Energy that gets stuck can become stagnant and or distorted. And a couple of ways that you can get your own energy systems flowing are by utilizing Vogel crystals and Qigong. Qigong, especially, I recently took a course in Qigong healing sounds, and the sound healing of Qigong actually works on five energy systems in the body. There's a particular sound that's applicable to each of these systems and organs, and the three sounds relate to the physical, emotional, and spiritual levels, and very, very, very effective. In fact, I've mentioned many times in ET Yoga about the Qigong Center that operated in Beijing, China. This is the one that Greg Braden actually gave some publicity to, because there was a woman from the West that went to the center and with a tumor that was said to be inoperable in the West. And actually, three practitioners there dissolved her tumor in about 3 minutes, and it's all been documented on video. It's called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes by Greg Braden, B-R-A-D-E-N. Check that out on YouTube. A beautiful example of what real healing is all about. Monatomic Andara crystals, by the way, positively affect the energy patterns that move energy through the body's meridians, and they also initiate electromagnetic balance and harmony. The human body is a projection of consciousness, and I like to say that similarly, the way the whole universe is a projection of God's consciousness, our body is a projection of our consciousness. And the projection of your body can only be disrupted by a disturbance in your energy field. Your body is not the real you. Your body is really a projection of what you believe yourself to be. All things vibrate and have different vibratory characteristics. Body parts, including cells and organs, have vibrational signatures. Everything that anyone is experiencing in this reality is in response to the story they are telling. So I always say, you know, when it comes to your life, it's a good thing to tell a positive story. Like, put a positive spin on it, you'll have a positive experience. If something is not working, it's always the same problem. You're throwing resistance on your own trail and not realizing you are doing it. The vehicle is negative emotion. Deservability is at the foundation of spiritual progress, because without it, all the techniques in the world will have minimal effect. So to me, that's where a good place to start, working on your deservability. Thinking I am only the body and personality is a severe limitation upon one's being and the chief cause of suffering in this world. But each one has the potential inside themselves to discover their inherent freedom and escape this delusion. Human DNA can be changed and rearranged with spoken words and phrases. And that's been discovered by some Russian scientist named Garajev. G-A-R-A-J-E-V, Garajev. And it's also been scientifically shown that there are 4 dormant codons in our DNA that can be activated to make a person immune to disease. And that was discovered by studying a child who had AIDS when they were born, and every year until they were about 5, and then all of a sudden they didn't have AIDS anymore. And then when they checked this kid's DNA out, he had 4 codons operating that the rest of humanity's are dormant, were turned off. And when they tested him against stronger and stronger levels, he remained disease-free and of other diseases as well. So he was totally immune from disease, and that's actually a phenomenon that's passing through the population. Our junk DNA contains the record of past lifetimes and including other planets. We select and receive specific versions of reality by our beliefs. We select and receive by our 100% trust in what we know is so. And here's the physics of how this works. Each belief gets you vibrating at a unique set of frequencies, and these frequencies then attract by sympathetic resonance those holograms vibrating on the same frequency. The chief function of the rational mind is to put positive spin on outer circumstances. And magic is the ability to conjure something into form, and beliefs do the same. And mass beliefs create mass conjurings. The universe you find yourselves in began about 20 billion years ago as a point of light within the mind of God, and this point was contained within a greater point of light, which was contained within a greater point, etc., into infinity. The neural center in the heart is a few hundred times more powerful electrically than the brain, and has about 5,000 times the power of the brain magnetically. And I believe it's 200 times more powerful electrically and 5,000 times more powerful magnetically. And that's why our emotions are so important, because when you think about it, I mean, that energy emits a field like about 10 feet from the body even, and it also interacts with the morphogenic field, which translates into our perception of reality. And the Akashic record is a symbolic representation that the brain uses to represent the fact that every thought which has ever been thought exists. And you don't have a belief, you don't prefer. And another one of Bashar's really cool ideas is the whole concept of prime radium. And if you haven't heard about prime radium, back in about the first 5 ET Yoga shows, that was about 10 years ago, I brought this up. And at that time, you couldn't Google search prime radium. You wouldn't find anything. I don't know if you find anything now. You might. But prime radium is basically a Bashar concept that the whole universe is really one particle. And it has no mass and travels at infinite speed. And he gives a little technique to give you an idea about how to consider this concept. And that is imagine yourself in a totally dark room and somebody lights up a round ball. And consider that the particle. And then about 6 feet to the right of that ball, you can turn off the one light and turn on another one 6 feet to the right of it. And then go back and forth, turning one off and the other on and off and on and off and on and off and on. And until you are turning them off and on so fast that they both appear to be on at the same time. And I think we can all imagine that. And then what you do then is expand the concept that that's between two places. Now, if an object or a particle had infinite speed, it could be in all places at once. And I do believe that, in point of fact, that's the way this whole hologram operates. It's basically one particle traveling at infinite speed, has no mass, thus breaks no laws of physics. There are only two objective facts about the entire universe, and the first is that the entire universe was created with unconditional love, and second, we all have consciousness. Been sort of numbering these points I'm bringing up tonight, and I'm up to about 42 concepts or points. So I guess I'm getting to my goal of 50 or so. And from the ultimate truths of reality, which were actually kept in the mystery schools for about 2,000 years, and they came out about 10 years ago, and they were in a channeling from Gene Hatch of Mother Mary. And I really like them. And you can't really find them anymore. So every so often I do bring up, and I'm going to share some of these points tonight as well. Because to me, this is the whole idea of how reality works. And I I'm pretty certain that with this information coming from the Essene community, that they obviously knew about this stuff. And the other thing that I found out about the Essenes was that not only were they strict vegetarians, but they also were very involved with different yoga systems. And they had seven branches of yoga that they studied, and exactly identical to Swami Satchitananda's integral yoga, except that they also had one called Laya Yoga, L-A-Y-A, which was about the study of the chakra systems. And by the way, that's another one of the concepts that I find that the ETs have presented that I've never heard in yoga teachings, and that is about the chakras outside the body. So there's actually three above your head and two below your feet. Basically, you have a 12-chakra system and 12 strands of DNA. And if you haven't heard from me, suggest this Solara on Ra. That's S-O-L-A-R-A-A-N-R-A, Solara on Ra. It's got a really beautiful meditation that is primarily about connecting your 12 chakras with your 12 strands of DNA. So if you're interested in that, and I think a lot of ET yoga listeners would be very interested in that, because to me, you get everything connected and operating. That's probably synonymous with self being self-realized. So to me, this is huge. And again, this information about 12 chakras to me comes from other sources, but primarily I've heard a lot from the Pleiadians about it. I should also share some of these ultimate truths of reality, that everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. Well, there you go. Everything. Okay, if that's everything, well, gee, I guess beliefs is everything then, isn't it? And as a creator, I'm 100% responsible for everything I create. And that doesn't mean you're to blame. It just means you have responsibility, the ability to respond. That everything happens for a reason. There are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. And I create 100% of the time. I have the power to choose whether I apply that 100% toward creating what I want or energizing what I don't want. And that comes down to all that idea about focusing on what you want, not on what you don't want. Because as Alex Collier would say, energy flows, or energy goes where focus flows. And all events are neutral. There's no negative experiences, although you can choose to define any experience as negative. Therefore, if you're experiencing negativity, then you choose it. There's only one vibration, love. Fear is the illusion of the absence or lack of love. And I cannot be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. How I feel is a reaction to what I believe. All disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. There are no victims, there are only lessons. I'm the only authority in my life. However, in an attempt to avoid taking responsibility for being that authority, I can choose to falsely believe that someone or someone else has power over me. Every person, place, or thing of which I become aware of is a mirror and has the potential to be a gift. I am that which I create, and there are no limitations. If you have an experience that you define as a limitation, it is happening as a result of the way you think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitation, and as an aspect of God, neither do we, unless we believe we do, in which case we will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of our beliefs. And And those are some of the ultimate truths of reality. And to me, this is that's really good stuff to know about how things work. And some of the key points also that came from the Seth material was that physical reality arises from consciousness, not the other way around. We create our own reality, and we are multidimensional beings, more than our physical bodies. We are, in essence, creative spiritual beings having an earthly experience, and the fate of each of us is in our own hands. And I'd like to really thank that Jane Roberts and the Seth material, because when we go back in time, this came out a little bit, actually, even before the Pleiadian book, Bringers of the Dawn. It came out before Bashar's material as well. And all consistently, they all match up. In fact, I did a radio show years ago about relating the ultimate truths of reality, which came from 2,000 years ago, to Bashar information, which he says he comes from our future 2,000 years ahead. And played information that was in the Bringers of the Dawn. And they're all totally consistent with each other, and the Seth material as well. And I find Esther and Abraham Hicks, they're all consistent as well. It's a little different spin, a little different take, but basically same information. And I also want to mention a couple of the most amazing health products that I've come across. And I've mentioned them before on ET Yoga, but for the benefit of those new listeners, Dr. Yuki Nina, he's a Japanese researcher, that's N-I-N-A, and he studied more than 500 different antioxidants over a period of 30 years. So here's a guy who spent 30 years of his life. And he found the most powerful and effective antioxidant of all those tested is an ancient Ayurvedic herbal preparation called Amrit Kalash. And that's A-M-R-I-T-K-A-L-A-S-H, Amrit Kalash. And research shows that the antioxidant capabilities of Amrit Kalash are at least 25,000 times more powerful than that of vitamin C and E. Now, to me, that is just mind-boggling. And taking it is like supplying you with a Star Wars deflective shield. This astounding ambrosia is composed of 44 different herbs and fruits that seem to work synergistically, enhancing the natural strength of one another's antioxidants. And to me, this is just a phenomenal product. I've been using it. Cost, I think, about $35. And I think it's Maharishi Ayurvedic that I order mine through, but I'm sure you can find it online. And another product that I think is really huge is the Haritaki, and that's H-A-R-I-T-A-K-I. And it is called by Swami Nithyananda, the drink of the gods. And this wonder medicine removes the body's toxins in a natural way, makes one more energetic. It also purifies the blood and removes fat residues from the arteries and veins, and heals diabetes, hypertension, and heart problems. It helps the vision to become sharp, and no wonder, because it provides the body with 300% more oxygen, and taking it is the equivalent of doing pranayams for like 2 hours. And all you need to do is take one tablespoon before going to bed. Well, I would make it a teaspoon, because a tablespoon, you. You don't want to be going too far from the toilet, I'll tell you. But it is great stuff, and that 300% boost in oxygen is to me is huge, and as well as the Emery Collage, because I know for a lot of people, I mean, even Barbara Marciniak, when she answers people's questions about keeping their health, and they say, you know, what's the best way to protect against chemtrails? Well, best way is to have a strong immune system. And if you go back on my shows on May 20th and the following one 2 weeks later, I do talk about how to prevent 99.9% of disease. That's Bashar information. And, of course, the kicker to that is to also provide the body with proper nutrients, which can be found from Superfood, which is also sold along with a lot of the detox programs at Dr. Schultz's American Botanical Pharmacy in California. And that's one that was actually recommended by Bashar. So I think that's kind of interesting because Bashar, over the course of the last, I don't know, 25 years I've followed him, he doesn't really plug products very much. I think there's a couple of books out, Cosmic Voyage, that he recommended because it was he thought it was about 95% accurate. And there's the odd other product that I've heard him bring up, but Dr. Schultz's detox programs, and to me, you know, detoxing is huge because both he and Dr. Schultz and Bashar both say that about 85% of all physical symptoms disappear with thorough detoxification. So to me, yeah, gee, that'd be kind of swell, wouldn't it, if 85% of the people's problems in America, their medical problems disappeared? Yeah, that'd be pretty swift. And, of course, usually about this time in the program, I like to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the listening audience and also to give you my best wishes towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And, by the way, if you like tonight's program, feel free to email me. Really appreciate hearing from you. Appreciate hearing from about your any questions you have about things I brought up on the program, as well as suggestions towards program content. And also, you know, if you like the program and jam-packed information, in my books are the same. And my latest book was ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. It's set up to be about 65 different topics, and sells for $9.95, and you can get it online at etyoga.com. I guess Barnes & Noble carries it, and Amazon as well, and you can get Kindle versions, I think, for even cheaper, like $3.50 or so. But I do appreciate the support, and that's at etyoga.com, and that's ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond. And at this point, I'd like to close the program by sharing with you the Who Am I technique. And basically, you place all your attention in your third eye or your Ajna center and become that spot. And when you become that spot, you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that a few times or a number of times or whatever seems to feel comfortable. And the whole idea here is that if you're in the highest place you can get to before you sit down and do the technique, that's the best. And then become that spot. Put your full attention, focus, concentration to become that spot in the center of your forehead and asking the question, who am I? And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I'm not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.